Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I was lost by the river, and I couldn't find a home. I'd sing it for you, but I'm no little buster. He wrote those words, the opening of his soulful R&B classic, Lookin' for a Home, in 1961. Some people prefer Al Cooper's guitar-filled 1969 version. Nobody prefers today's version, the one where at least 6 million Americans can't find a home. That's the difference between the number of people looking and the units for sale or rent. Another 500,000 folks are literally homeless, as in nowhere to sleep. When a country can't house its own people, something is wrong. Lots of things, in fact. Zoning laws limit construction of multifamily housing, especially in suburbs. Land prices and construction costs have been soaring. Interest rates are high, hurting both buyers and builders. Rents are soaring. In some towns near us, many homes have become vacation getaways that sit empty half the year. Sure, second home residents are mostly a plus. They pay taxes, don't use many local services. But young families and others looking for a full-time nest are getting priced out of the market. COVID made things worse, sending hordes of city folks our way. Nice folks, and some have stayed, if only part-time. Still, they occupy space that used to house locals. Bad vibes about all this have prompted a few towns to consider special taxes on part-time residents or limits on vacation rentals. I think there's something else going on. In his new book, A World of Insecurity, economist Pranab Bardhan links the current rise of populist anger and anti-immigrant sentiment in the U.S. to a simple sense of loss. We see our communities changing, people like us losing out. We want all that to stop. It won't, of course, not without ending freedom of movement, of markets, everything. But there are ways to fix the housing market. More flexible zoning and land use laws, less expensive mortgages, more efficient construction methods like 3D printing and recycled components. Housing is a technical problem. America's good at those. Little Buster, real name Edward Forehand, had great success as a singer and songwriter. He died in 2006 near the Long Island town where he grew up. He did find a home. With smarter housing policies, we can too. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.